A stationary front is draped across New York and western New England this afternoon. With that, we've had a blend of clouds and sunshine through the day and a couple of widely scattered showers. Temperatures are on the mild side, and that warm weather theme will continue as we work through much of this week. In fact, we are targeting temperatures tomorrow that will threaten some records. The record high at Albany is 68 degrees, and that is certainly within reach as we go through the day on Wednesday. The warmth is confined to our far southern areas on Thursday, where some areas may reach above the 70-degree mark. In the short term, that stationary front will lift to the north as a warm front tonight, so there is the chance for a few showers, especially across the north country. Otherwise, we will see variably cloudy skies with some areas of fog, and our overnight low temperatures will be mainly in the 40s, so that is quite mild for the nighttime this time of year. And moving into the day tomorrow, that warm front will continue to work its way to the north. That will allow a surge of warm air to come into the area. So we're looking at highs that will be mainly in the 60s across the region tomorrow. A few spots may touch the 70-degree mark, especially south of the capital region. As we go through the day, we'll begin to see a cold front draw closer from the north, and that may set off a few scattered showers as we go through tomorrow afternoon. The best chance for those showers will be in areas north and west of the capital region, but we might even see a shower or two reach the Albany area by late in the day. Moving into the day on Thursday, that front will be stalled across the area, so temperatures will be split, coolest across the north, mildest across the south, where some areas may come up above 70 Thursday afternoon. And we'll see an area of low pressure ride basically along that front, and that will bring us a chance of rain across the north country on Thursday. The best chance of rain will be for areas north of I-90. Elsewhere, we'll have a chance of showers as we go through the day on Thursday. And then on Friday, some showers may linger at least into the early part of the day. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the north country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, patchy fog, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, mild, high 58 to 66. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, mild, high 58 to 66. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably cloudy with patchy fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and warm, high 66 to 74. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with patchy fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a late shower, warm with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy. Rain is likely north of I-90, with a chance of showers elsewhere. High in the 40s north, 50s to near 60 in the capital region, and in the 60s to lower 70 south. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of morning showers, then partly sunny by afternoon with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.